Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
There's a curse on the world today, denied by many, trivialized by others, and ignored by the vast majority of people. It's there nonetheless. The curse of evil in the world is a horrible, hideous reality. Philosopher and psychologist Dr. C.E.M. Jode was once described by the press as an annoying, church-baiting agnostic who, like many, denied the existence of evil in the world. He dismissed sin as, quote, the incidental accompaniment of man's imperfect development, end quote. As a professor at the University of London, Jode was among the first to go into the concentration camps of Europe. That experience forever changed his views about man's nature. Evil is endemic in man, he later wrote. One of his fellow professors at the University of London, Sir Julian Huxley, believed that talk of evil was only theological jargon that should be cast aside. This evolutionary biologist said, "We've tried Christianity for 2,000 years. It has failed. Now let us try knowledge." But Huxley was wrong, dead wrong. Paraphrasing what G.K. Chesterton said, "Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and not tried." So not liking the hideous face of evil, we deny it, much like turning off the light when you don't like to see something in the dark. It's there nonetheless, and the more light is shed upon it, the greater the darkness. History is without meaning, apart from recognizing the existence of evil, which has driven the dark natures of people from the day that Cain killed his brother in the Garden of Eden. Today, however, we simply choose to avoid evil, thinking that by denying its existence, it takes away its reality. We read of children who are molested, raped, murdered, crimes too devious and dark to even describe, hideous deeds inflicted on the innocent. In disgust, we cry out, "That's sick." We automatically assume that anybody capable of committing such a deed is mentally ill and cannot be held accountable. We confuse sick with sickening and absolve the individual whose dark heart is filled with evil of personal responsibility. In closing, here's a bright note to a very dark topic. I told you about Jode, the agnostic who denied the existence of evil in the world, seeing man's inhumanity to his fellow man, which resulted in the Holocaust, caused him to revise his argument. "I have come lately to disbelieve all of this," he wrote shortly before his death. Quote, "I see now that evil is endemic in man, and that the Christian doctrine of original sin expresses a deep and essential insight to human nature. The more I knew of it," he said, "Christianity seemed to offer consolation, strengthening, and assistance. Once I had come as far as this, there was nothing to be lost and everything to be gained by going the whole way. What better hope was offered than by the Christian doctrine that God sent his Son into the world to save sinners?" Yes, friend, indeed. What better hope is there in a hopeless world? It's the only light that is greater than the darkness of evil. "The light shines in the darkness," wrote John, "and the darkness has not overcome it." Jesus Christ says, "In me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.